As you work in the garden, don't forget to add in some organic matter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Compost and mulch feed organisms in the soil that help your plants take up vital nutrients as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I have a large perennial flower garden that requires 30 bags of mulch to cover it. Every couple of years, I have to replace the mulch, and I wonder, where does it go? Nina Basick is an Urban Horticulture Institute professor at Cornell University. She says the mulch is lunch for fungi, bacteria, and other critters in the soil. These organisms help aerate the soil and break down complex nutrients into simple soluble forms that the plants can take up. Basick says they did a 12-year study of adding organic matter in a perennial landscape.
We add mulch every year until there's enough biomass on top that's dropping its own organic matter. And that process has actually improved the soil over the long term. The day after we added the compost, we actually improved the soil. But 12 years of doing that and adding mulch to that initial input of compost actually had much better results than just the first year of doing that.
Composted organic matter such as animal manure and kitchen scraps also improves soil density. Basick says they've done a lot of work on soils that are degraded and compacted.
In that case, you need more compost to make an effect on heavier soils that have been compacted at least a third to 50%. So a third would be 2 scoops of soil to 1 scoop of compost, and 50% would be 1 to 1 by volume to make a difference in terms of reducing that density and reducing the compaction.
For a home garden, another way to determine how much organic matter you'll need is to measure the overall planting area and calculate how much compost it will take to cover the area with at least an inch. Learn more about using organic matter in your garden at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.